2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 88 degrees.
And emergency traffic. I'm 15 Riverdale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Police have identified the woman who was shot and killed in a typically busy part of Salt Lake City. However, they're still trying to figure out who shot her. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
The woman has been identified as 33-year-old Alicia Baxter, and she does have a criminal record, but mostly things like misdemeanor shoplifting. But police didn't have any interactions with her until just this year.
We've had some dealings with her, but we haven't had a lengthy history with her.
Detective Greg Wilking says there were plenty of people around, but they're still trying to determine who may have witnessed what happened. And so far, Wilking says this appears to be a case of street justice.
We haven't had a lot of cooperation out of individuals that were on scene.
Wilking says the people who heard the shot called for an ambulance, but didn't call for police to arrive. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 301, and we're learning more today about an officer-involved shooting in Salt Lake City earlier this month. Maria Chaleos is here with details.
Jeff, Salt Lake City Police believe body camera footage from a fatal officer-involved shooting earlier this month shows the suspect pulled out his gun first. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports that Richie Santiago was in a car linked to another shooting when he was spotted outside some apartments on 3rd East.
Santiago said he had just gotten out of jail but would not resist arrest. That's when officers say he reached for his backpack and pulled out a gun. Bullets came raining down on the car. They say Santiago continued pointing his gun at them while he hit the ground. They asked him to show his hands, but he lay motionless.
Officers had been responding to a 911 hang-up call at the complex. Investigators say a northern Utah man not only tried to entice minors over Snapchat, he also tried to fake a letter from the company to prove he didn't do it. The Logan Herald Journal says Jake Lund was soliciting minors online. Then he forged a letter from Snapchat saying he had not accessed the app during the time in question. So now he has a felony charge in addition to the enticement charge. KSL's top national stories this hour. Another funeral is scheduled for a victim of the August 3rd mass shooting at a Walmart in Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan says support has flowed in from around El Paso as well as beyond Texas.
Margie Reckard was one of 22 people to die in the shooting spree. Her husband, Antonio Basco, was her only family.
He feels as though that he's just going to be alone.
Funeral director Harrison Johnson says Basco invited the public to attend his wife's funeral, and the public has responded.
I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I've buried high-profile people that have not had this much response.
Hundreds have indicated that they plan to attend Margie Reckard's funeral, which has been moved to a larger venue. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
California and 10 other states are challenging a Trump administration rule that makes it harder for lower-income immigrants to get permanent resident status in the U.S. The rule blocks green cards from any immigrants who use public assistance, including Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says if the same standards were applied to American citizens, about half of them would be considered public charges.
This Trump rule disproportionately impacts Californians. That's obvious. Almost half of all California children have at least one immigrant parent.
The new rule is set to take effect in October. An Indiana state representative is in hot water after being accused of driving under the influence and impersonating an officer. The Marion County Sheriff's Department says 36-year-old Dan Forrestal was arrested after trying to buy cocaine at a bar and then telling patrons he was performing a drug bust after flashing a silver badge. Police arrived on scene after someone called to report Forrestal's behavior. He was arrested after a brief struggle. Other national stories KSL is following. Norway says it has detected radioactive material days after that deadly blast in northern Russia. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman is on scene in northern Russia with more.
It has shone a light, really, on Vladimir Putin's nuclear ambitions in this part of the world. This is where other nuclear kind of mistakes or accidents have happened over the last few months. There was a nuclear submarine in Arctic waters just off the coast here that went down just a couple of months ago.
The protesting in Hong Kong once again ratcheting up today, and it could intensify this weekend with a massive march that's planned for Sunday. ABC's Clayton Sandell is on scene with more.
The question now, of course, is how the governments, both here in Hong Kong and in communist Beijing, communist China, will respond with talking or more force. We have, of course, over the last few days seen forces massing on the other side of the border here. No telling yet whether that is just Beijing bluster or whether the army may actually be called in to quell some disturbances.
New electric bikes are coming to Salt Lake City. Green Bike says they are adding 50 pedal assist e-bikes to their bike share system. Pedal assist means the electric motor will only start when the rider pedals. The faster you pedal, the more electric assistance from the bike. Now, you can find the e-bikes parked at any of the Green Bike stations across the city at the same rent price as the classic Green Bikes. And the Tour of Utah Bike Race will be in Salt Lake tonight. A heads up for downtown drivers. The race will start and finish on East Capitol Boulevard next to the Utah State Capitol, and spectators, some of the viewing areas are near the Capitol in City Creek Canyon and Reservoir Park. KSL News Time, 3:05.